McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. Coach, hey, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What a Friday night game. The Jenkins County War Eagles came into town. We expected a hard-fought football game, but we didn't expect anything like what we got on Friday night.
They played really hard. So did our kids, though.
They did. There was a lot of slobber knockers out there and a lot of hard defense. My goodness, those two teams.
I think they were second or third in the state in our classification defense. We were like six or seven, so it was a matchup of pretty good defenses.
It was, and both teams had a lot of skill on offense, but they just couldn't get loose. In the first half, we scored a touchdown, and I think they scored their touchdown in the third quarter.
They did. I punted to put them deep around their own 10-yard line, and they drove about 90 yards on us, the only drive they had of the game.
Yes, it was, and they tied it up, and with about a minute to go in the third quarter. And that was actually the final score for regulation, 7-7. And then we went into overtime number one.
Had to block a field goal before overtime number one.
We did. They were trying about a 32 – I think it was a 32-yard field goal. And who rushed up the middle and blocked that?
Well, we had tried to block an extra point earlier, field goal, whatever it was, and our linebacker just couldn't quite get there. So we changed, let him coach. I got a timeout, and we put one of our basketball guys in there that plays basketball. He's got some length to him. The linebacker, Lake Linton, showed Derek Irons how to block the kick on how we were running this particular block. You know, it's funny. We practice that all the time. You never know when you're going to need it.
Right.
So he blocked it, man. He blocked it quick, too. And I think it shocked him so bad he forgot to pick the ball up. I thought they were going to scoop it up and run it in.
It was. I mean, he was – and that kicker had the leg. If it had got by him, it was probably going to win the ball game because there was a
– They ran it down to 2 seconds.
They did, and then called a timeout. That was the final play of the ball game in regulation. So that was exciting. So they had a chance to win there.
Yeah, you know, we were trying to drive to win it too and turn the ball over on downs on their side of the, you know, the 50.
Yes, we did.
We gave up a large, long pass play. I think it was 26 yards on a busted coverage. That was not a good time to have a busted coverage, but we did. And anyway, it ended up going to overtime after the blocked field goal.
Well, overtime was really exciting. We got the ball first, and then on fourth and quite a bit of yardage, Nehemiah West scrambles down there, and it looks like he's got a first down. And we're up in the booth looking, and these, how short was he? Less than a foot?
Wasn't much.
Yeah, less than a foot short from having a first down. So we turn it over on downs, and they start their drive, and they put it on the ground.
Yeah, they ran a little play, and we hit it pretty good, and they fumbled the ball. DeAndre Bacon made an outstanding play there.
He did.
I think it was fourth down for them too, wasn't it?
It was.
So that goes into the
very fourth and about one. They were down there on the near the 5 or 6 yard line when they fumbled.
Yeah.
So this is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, then we go to overtime number two.
Yep.
They get the ball first, and they score.
Yeah.
And at that point, they tried to kick. They kicked the extra point, and he missed it. Well, he was wide left.
He was wide left. He tried to dodge the same block.
Yeah.
And we had it blocked again, and he kicked it and shanked it left.
And we get the ball, and we score.
Yeah, we ran a counter to Ladarius West. Yep. And
it worked beautifully.
He got in the end zone, and then Jerese Campbell scored the two-point.
No,
that was Maddie.
Maddie
missed.
The snap was high, snap but was the high. Holder got it down, but I think it messed up her timing.
It did. She got under it and hit the crossbar.
Yep. So we were still tied after two.
Yeah, I was going to see her win it.
Yeah.
You know, normally, you know, they jumped off sides, so that moved the ball down from the 3-yard line to the one and a half. Normally, when that happens, I just go for two.
Yeah.
Get in it, but the crowd was chanting Maddie. It was, you know, she's a female kicker. I was like, man, I got to show her I got confidence in her.
You do.
So I let her kick it, and she already kicked one. No, I had no reason really to. Stop her from it other than them being off sides. So I hate that she missed it, but snap was a little high.
Yeah, and I think that just threw off the timing a little bit. Everybody was nervous. And but anyway, we continued on to the third overtime.
Yeah.
You know, nobody scored in that third overtime.
Yeah, we did. That was,
we did?
Yeah, both of us did.
That's right, and both got the two-point conversions.
Yeah, they scored, and on their two-point conversion, or fourth down, I forget, they rolled the quarterback out on a naked boot and then said he got in. And then we were fourth down.
And you know, about 10 to go.
It was exactly 10, broke the quarterback counter and scored. Daniel Rush made a huge – Nehemiah West scored on that play. But
he did.
We got a good kickout block by Keemon Thorpe, and Danny Thomas pulled wide and didn't see the linebacker. And Daniel Rush had made a down block, saw the linebacker coming, and finished his down block and got enough of the linebacker to get Neo in the end zone. It was a really good play by Daniel.
It was a beautiful play. Well, you had them spread out, too, so they weren't packed in the middle like they had been. And I thought it was a great call. That middle opened up, and the guys did their job. And
I was running out of rabbits in my hat at that
time. Well, we got it in the end zone, and then we got the two-point conversion,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Jerese converted. I felt good about being in the overtime period because of the way we were playing that night and the way the run game was doing. I felt like we could get in the end zone 15 yards away. I felt good about that.
Well, they had been stuffing us all night, but both teams were getting very tired.
Yep.
You could see a lot of cramping. That big fullback of theirs, number six, who I believe he scored the touchdown in the third overtime.
He was good.
He was exhausted though. He was cramping up, and but there was a big penalty to start that fourth overtime for them.
We got a big penalty too. You remember there before we got backed up, and had to recover from that.
We did
when Neo scored.
Yeah.
Had one of our players that used inappropriate language and got flagged, or so the official said.
Yeah.
You know, and we've gotten better with that, but we've got to make sure we nip it all.
All right. Well, we're going to come back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network right now. These words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by Marshland Credit Union. Well, Coach, here we are. It's after three overtimes. We're still tied with Jenkins County. Now we get to the fourth overtime. Let me ask you something before we go into this. What is the longest overtime game you have ever coached?
I had a couple of triple overtimes.
And it's unusual to get that far.
Yeah.
And these were unusual ones, too, because there wasn't scoring on every overtime. No scoring on the first one. The second one, on the second one, 6-6. And then on the third one, 8-8. Now we get to the fourth one. They've get the ball first. They're starting at the 15-yard line.
They get a penalty and a couple of sacks, backs them up, a long way, and they end up turning the ball over on downs.
They did. They got a 15-yard penalty on first down for a block in the back, and that backed them way up. And then first down and long and overthrown pass, and then three sacks in a row, and that was then we get the ball on the 15-yard line. And then you turn it over to number four, Mr.
Yeah, I think we smelled blood in the water at that time. They didn't score.
Jerese Campbell gave him the ball.
We ran two plays. They'd shut down the middle a lot Friday night, and then they'd shut down our wingback play for a good bit. They were wanting us to throw or run the fullback outside. And I was like, all right, I'll run the fullback outside. And I was like, I looked at them. They were in the same defense. I was like, all right, we're just going to run outside till we score. So we called the same play twice.
You did.
And scored.
And scored. Now, Jerese got like 10 yards on the first play and got the other five on the second play. And that was the ball game.
Yeah, I bet we ran that play 20 times Friday night. That was one thing they couldn't defend well. And we went after it.
Well, it worked. And it was a great win. I don't know if that's going to be the region championship game. I thought the ECI game coming up in a couple weeks
really
is still.
They played probably the toughest schedule in our classification. Usually I can say that, but I can say they have this time.
Okay.
They're still going to be pretty good.
Yeah, we'll have our hands full with them.
Yep.
Of course, we got another game before we get to them.
Yeah, but if we play Montgomery County coming up, if we were to win this ball game, the ECI game would for sure be for the region championship.
Well, that was a great win, and a lot of good sportsmanship on both sides. After the game, we commented that on how both teams – got to the middle of the field together.
Yep.
And we don't see that much anymore in high school football.
No, usually a lot of poor sportsmanship. I was glad to see it from us and them. Everybody's the McIntosh kids. Our kids are pretty good kids.
Yeah.
And, we retaliate some, but we usually don't instigate anything. I was glad to see us, go up there, kneel and pray and talk and have some sportsmanship between both teams.
That was good. That really was. It was a hard-fought game on both sides. Jenkins County, although they came out short on the scoreboard, they should be well respected for the effort they put into that ball game.
Yeah, they've got a good team. That's the best overall team I've seen at Jenkins County since I've been coaching against them a long time.
Yeah.
They've had some individual players that were probably better than some on their team, especially some linemen. But overall, the way they were playing, the schemes, they were an element to be successful, that's for sure.
They were very, very well coached, and they played very hard. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, I'm still tired after that game.
I've been sitting here yawning.
It was a long night. We kept wondering if it was ever going to end.
I didn't get in bed probably here right at 2 o'clock.
I mean, both teams had chances to win it. Both teams missed chances to win it, and then finally we prevailed, and we can put that one in the book. Now we're 6-1, 1-0 in the region, and we move on. And next is Montgomery County.
Yep.
And that's up in Mount Vernon. That's going to be another two and a half hour drive.
About two hour drive.
What do you know about Montgomery County?
Not a lot. I know that they're quarterback has been out for a while, so they moved their best running back, a state champ in the 100 meters. He's playing. He's a mobile running back quarterback, so he's playing that wildcat look, and he runs the ball mostly, throws the ball. They run a few plays, but everything's centered around him.
So, does he have skilled players around him?
Some. They're not as good in the front as they've been in the past, but they've got some really good front players. They've won, I think, three or four ball games. They've won four. So, they're doing enough up there right to get the job done. And he is surrounded by some good skill. So they present a problem for us.
What are they going to run against us on defense?
They're a 3-4 base team. They can easily get a 3-5, though.
Yeah, that 5-2 seemed to present problems with that we saw from Jenkins. But they were good tacklers.
Yep.
That's one thing with our running backs. You have got to tackle her. Or they're going to get away. Mm-hmm. We saw that late in the game when they started to tire some. Our backs started getting more ground. How's their kicking game look?
Their kicker is really good. He'll put the ball inside the five on the kickoffs. Their punters, they punt down the right hash, kind of a roll right rugby type punt.
Yeah.
He doesn't punt very far, 25 to 35 yards tops. But they're effective at it. They've done a good job. We don't really have a team we're just going to say in region, hey, we're just going to walk all over them. We've got to be able to play each week.
Right.
And we've been – I can't – usually my teams are fast starters. This team in particular is – the longer we play, the better we get. We're not very good in the first quarter. But after we get going, we're pretty tough.
Well, I'll say, I was looking at something on that game time of possession, in the first half, we dominated 17-39 to 6-21 on the minutes. But in the second half, they got us 14-05 to 9-55, which is closer. But both teams seemed to be very, very equal. But we just couldn't get it in the end zone first half.
We had several drives that ended in turnovers on down. I think we were 4 out of 8 on fourth down conversions.
Ooh.
When do you go for that many times?
Yeah. Well, we were a lot in what we call four down territory. Why punt from here?
Yeah, one time I just went in and punted that and ended up being their long drive. I pinned them the deepest point of the night. I thought, we'll get the ball back and win this. And they went on that drive.
Yeah, they did.
We were one score away from probably putting them out and just never got it.
That's what we thought. If we could get another score, it would have been over with, we felt like. But that didn't happen. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach, got Montgomery County Eagles coming up, and that's going to be another tough game for us. And we're going on the road, so is there anything else you can tell us about them that we can expect that might be of interest?
We
talked about
hard.
Their offense.
They're going to play hard. They're just we've got a good kicker. They've got the number one running back, quarterback's really good. Their lines of scrimmage aren't as good as they have been, but they're well coached. They're They play hard. They're, you know, they're going to be a formidable foe for us. I think I told you they won 4 ball games.
Okay. Well, we got it. This region is turning out to be a lot tougher than we thought.
It is.
Jenkins County is much improved. Now Montgomery County, they'll be much improved. And then, of course, in 2 weeks, then we got ECI. And I'll tell you, another surprise team, Portal. Portal's been playing well.
Yeah, we've seen them on film. They're definitely a lot better than they were last year, especially on offense.
So this region's got some potential.
Yep.
And I think it's good for us to face this stiffer competition. If we win out, we've played tougher games and get you ready for the playoffs,
yeah,
which is what we want. Well, Coach, last week we talked about your offensive linemen. Let's talk some about some of your defensive players. Especially a lot of these don't even get mentioned much unless they make a tackle.
Yeah.
We don't get to announce them when they make a great block. Or when they recover the fumble, we might say, hey, if they knock it out, well, they might have been the one to knock it out, but they didn't recover it, so somebody else gets the glory. So let's give them a little bit of a shout-out here. Let's start with your defensive line. You run that three and the rest linebackers, because I call them all linebackers because all your kids can tackle. They can all tackle. That's for sure.
Yeah, we run a mix of a 3-4, 3-5.
Well, you got at nose guard DeAndre Bacon.
DeAndre is a senior. He also carries the ball a little bit. When Darius was hurt, he carried some Friday night. He had a couple big plays Friday. Our entire D-line, you know, one time or another stood out. DeAndre had multiple tackles and a big sack. Tyrese Campbell had like 6 tackles, 5 assists, no sack, but had an impactful game.
He did.
And then Derek Irons had an unbelievable game. He had 5 tackles, 4 assists, a caused fumble, a fumble recovery, and a blocked field goal and a sack. Pretty good night.
It's a pretty good night.
Yeah, you know, that was on the defensive line.
Now, is Derek, what grade is he
He's
in this
10th
year?
10th grader.
10th grader. Well, that's good. DeAndre's a senior and Tyrese is a senior.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have to replace them next year. Now, how about your linebacking core? Last night, or Friday night, we listed 4 linebackers in there.
You know, Darius West plays on the perimeter. And Friday night, Jalen Dallas played on the perimeter. Jalen had a really good ball game. He split some time with Nash Campbell, a 10th grader that we have. Nash is real solid. He didn't make a lot of plays, but he's a solid physical player. Jalen's all over the field. So those two played, you know, back and forth all over the field.
We called Jalen's name quite a few times on tackles.
And you've seen Darius West at the other outside. He's really solid. Had quite a few plays. And then the other linebacker position, we're not getting a lot out of it right now, but we've got some new kids there learning the position. And it's gotten better. It's gotten better. They're solid. They're just not – there's a difference in being solid and being productive. Mm-hmm. Solid means you're out there, you're really not helping us, you're not hurting us. Productive means you're winning a lot of those battles.
Right.
So we're not real productive at two of those linebacker – or one of those linebacker positions, rather between two players that share some time. The middle linebacker has got a ton of productivity. That's Lake Linton. He had maybe the game of his life Friday night. He had 15 solo tackles, 3 assists, and a sack.
We called him a lot. Well, yeah, that sack was big, too.
And he missed, narrowly missed a couple other sacks.
Yeah, he did. And I saw him one time miss one, and he got upset because the kid got away. I think that was the time their big fullback scored, and he had a shot at him in the backfield and missed it.
Yeah, he was just a little bit late. That was not his fault. I sent him on an inside stunt, and we just didn't slow him up enough at the perimeter for him to be able to make the play.
Yeah. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And then you've got a lot of these kids playing both ways. But, you know, in single-A football, that's what happens. You put your best players out there and let them play. And you got your quarterback, Nehemiah West. He had an outstanding game playing on defense also.
Yeah, we played an aggressive type coverage with him. He was able to make a lot of plays, but it put a lot of pressure on one of our other outside linebackers. He He didn't have a great night. He couldn't. In the second half, he really struggled between what he was reading as a pass read and an outside run read. So we had him in what's called no man's land. So that we've got to adjust that for him. It's just not his skill set.
Yeah. But anyway, well, it's high school football and coaching all the time and learning all the time.
Yeah.
But you do have an outstanding defense. They're not giving up many points. We only gave up 7 in regulation this past game. So.
True.
You give up 7 points. If that's all you give up in a game, you ought to win most of your games.
Yeah, until you play the number 2, number 3 defense in the state's across from you.
And who is that?
That was them.
That was them. Oh, boy, that was outstanding. Well, Coach, big game coming up this Friday night up in Mount Vernon. And I'm hoping that when we meet after the game, we can – say that we are 7-1,
be nice.
2-0 in the region, and that
lock up a playoff position.
Yeah, it would
almost have now, but you know, there's some oddity tiebreakers and things, scenarios you can get in. So you win one more, you're in for sure.
Well, we don't want to count those chickens yet.
Yeah.
until we get to the end, and hopefully we can win a region championship and get home field advantage on at least probably the first 2 games.
Yeah.
And do you know which region we would compete against?
Region 4.
And that is, any idea who?
It's a new region. I think that's the one with Dooley County in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it'll be exciting, whatever it is. Well, all right, Coach. Well, get some rest, get ready. You got a big game Friday night coming up, another big test for the Buccaneers, and I know we're going to be ready, and we're going to have some good results. We'd like to thank y'all for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster signing off. All right, Bucks, let's go.
Go Bucks.